Welcome to the Unaffiliated Creatives Podcast, a show where independent artists can learn from other independent artists. My name is K.A. Everyday, and each week, I will be speaking with some of the most creative minds in the indie music space, trying to figure out what they have learned while navigating through the music industry without the support of major record labels. This podcast is brought to you by the good people over at King Neppy Studios and powered by Red Weasel Media. Yo, 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 what's going on? It's your boy K every day. It's your boy K. Hey, man, this is the Unaffiliated Creators Podcast. I'm your host. Back at it again. It's just me, myself, and I today. You know, sometimes, like I always tell y'all, sometimes I'm going to come on here by myself and just have to get it in. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to do your dirt all by your lonely. So, hey, man, this rap beef been going crazy. I don't even know if we can call it beef no more because, again, this ain't like it was back in the day with Biggie and Tupac. When Biggie said, what's beef? Beef is when you need two gas to go to sleep. Beef is when your mom ain't safe up in the streets. So, again, you know, we hoping that all this just going to stay on wax, man. But I could not let this opportunity pass me by. So, my man, Chris Brown, a.k.a. Breezy. Hey, y'all know he from Virginia. I'm from Virginia. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to represent from the home team. So, Chris Brown grew up about an hour and a half from where I'm from. But I think now, you know, he live out in L.A., but he is from Virginia. For those who don't know, if you don't believe me, look it up yourself. But look, I'm not even trying to go this hard for Chris Brown just because he's from VA. But I just had to be honest with y'all. I had to come on here and talk about this thing today. So I guess him and Quavo been beefing back and forth for a while now. And the beef thing got crazy. So it all stems from a female, I guess. Chris Brown was dealing with a chick. And then he broke up with her, and then Quavo started dating a chick, or, you know, one person was sleeping with her, then the other person started sleeping with her, and they got in their feelings. A lot of time in the world, a lot of this beef and a lot of fights, a lot of people been putting the ground behind the chick, so I hope, you know, again, they keep it on wax. But, again, I guess this beef between them two been going on for a while now, and I guess they just wanted to follow suit with everything that's going on with Drake and Kendrick, and then J. Cole bowed out, and then Rick Ross jumped in. Simba then jumped in the mix. There's been all of this rap beef going on back and forth. So I guess, hey, Chris Brown and Quavo wanted to step up. I'm going to be honest with y'all. And I don't want y'all to take my word for it. I'm actually going to play this on a day. This thing is crazy. But I think Chris Brown got the hottest diss track in 2024 so far. I mean, you know, Drake to put out some. You know, Kendrick was on, you know, the song with Future and Metro. His verse was cool. It actually was hot. I actually liked the J. Cole diss that he put out, but then after he came back and apologized, kind of took a little shine off of that song, and then he took it off the DSP, so you can't even get it now. I guess if you still want to listen to 7-Minute Drill, you got to find it on YouTube somewhere. But, yeah. So Chris Brown and Quavo, I think Chris Brown took a shot at him in a song recently, but it wasn't a whole diss track. It was just a shot in a song. It was like a little sub diss. And then Quavo came back with a song, you know, dissing Chris Brown. And Chris Brown came back with a whole song called The Weakest Link. And the song is crazy. I can't even front. It's crazy. I know I done listened to the song now probably about 10 times. I can't believe that Chris Brown was going so hard on this dude in this song. And then what makes it so bad is the fact that everybody know that Chris Brown is an R&B singer. An R&B singer is not supposed to be going this hard on the diss track, but Chris Brown wanted to let everybody know, stop playing with me. I know y'all think I'm a singer, but look, I really do this. He took the gloves off. He went in. He got crazy. And I think now Quavo actually has responded back to that song with a song. And it is... No, I think that was the wrong sound. I think I was looking for this one. Is that it? No. I think I was looking for this one. Hey, look, you can combine all them sound effects together. That's basically how I felt after I heard the Quavo diss track. He could have just kept that out. Look, sometimes, you know, you need people in your camp. You can't always have yes, man. Sometimes you got to have people in your camp that when you put something out or before you even put it out, You got to let your homeboys listen to it, or somebody got to come tap you on the shoulder. Be like, look, man, maybe that wasn't it. Maybe we need to go back to the drawing board. Or be like, yo, man, is that all you got? Tell me that ain't all you got, because that's all you got. You need to do like J. Cole and gracefully bow out. But anyway, I'm going to play the song for y'all real quick. Y'all let me know what y'all think, and I'm going to come back, and we're going to chop this thing up. Hold on real quick. Let me see here. Where is that? All right, here it go. The song is called The Weakest Link. Oh, and before I play the song too, and then he got disrespectful in the artwork for the song too. So I don't know if y'all remember a while back, Quavo was in another country and he was trying to flex because I guess this hot dog or air, you know, all the kids, and they said glizzy. Oh, he was a glizzy. I hate that word. But anyway, he was eating a hot dog, but the hot dog was like, it had like gold flakes sprinkled on the top of it. And I guess it was a real expensive hot dog. So I guess he was trying to flex. Like, look at me eating this hot dog, but it cost all his money. And of course, Chris Brown used that picture of Quavo right before he was about to put the hot dog in his mouth as the artwork for this song. So not only is the diss track fire, the artwork is crazy. So I don't really know how Quavo gonna come back. I mean, Chris Brown got so disrespectful in this song. Again, I don't condone violence. I just think that at some point, if these two dudes bump into each other again, man, I think Quavo going to want to put his hands on Chris Brown, because that's how disrespectful this song is. But again, the song is titled Weakest Link. Here you go.
So we can get into some gangsters.
Hey, Chris. I don't want no issues, bro. I don't want no smoke. I don't want fights. I don't want to do nothing, bro. Please, bro.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me?
Quavo don't want no smoke with Chris Brown, especially when it comes in the booth. Again, he got bodied by singing. Anyway, I hope that it's not Quavo's real voice at the beginning of that, when he like basically pleading, saying, yo, man, I don't want to fight you, man. I don't want to beef with you, man. I just want to be cool. I hope that was AI. If that was actually Quavo leaving a voice message on Chris Brown's phone back in the day about them going back and forth with each other, that is crazy. But anyway, I digress. Here we go.
Me, who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants, yeah. Okay, let's get down to the facts. I'm dripping red. Don't let this R&B fool you, get ripped to shreds. Quavo talking like he a thug, you a dread. Can't wait to see the day that you back up all of that shit you said.
Let's go!
Boss, you talking, you ain't no huncho. You the weakest link out of your clique, let's keep it a hundo. You my ex, that's cool, I don't give no fuck, little cause I fucked your ex when you was still with a bitch. I'm uploading. They say revenge is sweet. Now think about that shit. Don't let that line go over your head. I might just sing about that shit. I had a feeling about that. There's something sweet about that shit. I got some tea about that shit, but I ain't gonna speak about that shit. I ain't playing chess with a checker player. I'm a ticking bomb on a detonator. I shit on this, I'm a defecator. I put amigo on a ventilator. Stop talking about beating girls. You was beating on the elevator. We seen the taste, that's devastating. You doing bad. You a bitch in your music trash. Fashion week.
So I'm going to be honest, I don't actually remember that part of what Chris Brown was talking about, but Quavo's main thing on his diss song is the fact that he basically saying that Chris Brown, you know what I'm saying, beat women. But if Quavo got a video, if there's a video out there, Quavo actually doing the same thing, oh man, that is crazy. Quavo, come on, man. Let's get it.
They set me next to your lame, I was truly mad. All I kept thinking about was breaking your face, but I gave you a pass. You're lucky I ain't want to fuck the money up, boy, I would have broke you in half. Quit trying to be tough, you ain't like that, why you keep showing off? Quit talking about drugs, you the only pack that I've been smoking on. I just hit my plug, told him come back, I'ma need more than one. Your last album was a weed trade, just some bullshit that we roll up on. You know what's on, put you to bed, night, that's Sudafed. Show me that I'm tender, time to prove what you done said. R.I.P. take off, he the only real one that got true respect. Crazy how when he died, everybody really wished it was you instead.
I hate to keep stopping y'all, because I know y'all like me, y'all really feeling it, John, but I had to stop it right there. That's the line right there. I think everything else, he probably could have took it pretty cool, probably wasn't really that disrespectful, or at least to the point where he was like, you know what, I can shake it off. But when he said RIP Takeoff, and then he said people wish it was you instead of him, there is no way Quavo can't take that as the utmost disrespect. And if he ever see this man out in the street, I know Quavo gonna want to put his hands on him. I just hope it don't go there again. If we can just keep it on wax, guys, we don't need no violence. We don't need to lose no more rappers or singers to the violence. Can we all just get along? Let's go!
Bitch, don't say that. Don't lose your head. You done turned a big bad wolf on these. Never knew revenge. This what happens when a push a real out to the edge. This what happens when a dumb get fame and it get to his head. You gon' kiss this ring. Big you from my middle finger. I tattoo my trigger finger. Bring real beat to your dinner table. My mental state ain't never stable. I know this gon' sting. I ran your through the ringer. You just got bodied by a singer. Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with me?
BA, stand up.
Who wants smoke with me? Who wants smoke with C? Who wants smoke with me? Who wants?
Yo. Like he said, he just got bodied by singing. Yo. Maybe Chris Brown need to come up with a rap album, his next album, because if he gonna be coming like that, like, again, I think this is the hottest diss I've heard so far in 2024. I would probably give it to, you know, Drake's Drop Down and Give Me 50, Drop and Give Me 50. I'd probably get that one second place. I know a lot of people thought it was cool how he used Tupac AI and Snoop AI in the last one that he came up with Drake. I'm speaking about, he came up with a disc called Tailor Made. I ain't really like the whole AI thing. I wish he just would have kept it just him. Kendrick's verse that he had on Like That is fire. And again, of course, everybody waiting for Kendrick to come back with his response. People feeling that it's taking a long time for him to come back. But I didn't even want to get sidetracked with them today. Again, I wanted to come on here and talk about this Chris Brown Quavo. I don't even think Chris Brown got to come out with nothing else, because like I said, Quavo just came out with a song in response to this song. And it ain't even hot. So if I was Chris Brown, I'd just say, you know what, man? I don't even need to put out nothing else. Y'all heard what I put out. His song ain't hotter than my song. Mic drop. And like he said, he gonna mess around. And the next time Chris Brown come out with a song where he's singing on it, he probably gonna reference Quavo in that song. And that song probably gonna be crazy, man. Hey, look, man. When you dealing with a person that's a good writer, because, you know, Chris Brown is a great, excellent songwriter, you not going to beat him. So, look, Quavo, look, man, just let it go. Take the L. Find somebody else that you might be able to compete with a little better. You ain't in the same. You and Chris Brown ain't running the same race. Hey, like, again, just take the L. Again, I hope Chris Brown don't come out with nothing else. If he come out with something else and it's hotter than what he just put out, the song Weakest Link, hey, man, that song might be competing with Tupac's Hit 'Em Up. Like, right now, everybody still considers, like, Tupac Hit 'Em Up, I don't know, and Nas Ether is probably some of the best diss songs ever made. This Chris Brown one, I would put it up, man, it might be third place. Out of all, I know y'all probably gonna be like, man, you crazy. Gotta be top five. Tell me five hotter diss songs that's ever came out than this Chris Brown. And y'all just heard it. That was crazy. And then again, when you sit back and think about it, man, that came from a dude that's an R&B singer. Man, it's crazy. This man gonna be on stage doing backflips and moonwalking and all that while he performing this song. It's crazy. Anyway, again, I just wanted to take the time to come on here today to talk about this. You know, y'all, look, if y'all been on YouTube, you've been seeing millions of videos of this reaction to this song. I really don't want to do a reaction to the Quavo song, because if there's going to be a reaction video to the Quavo song, it's going to sound a little something like this. Can y'all hear that? Hold on. I might have to turn up a little louder. So that was the sound of crickets. That's basically what you're going to hear. Or you're going to hear this. You're going to hear people falling asleep because that song is lame. But anyway, who am I? I ain't a rapper, man. I just I just sing a lot. But I appreciate y'all taking time to come on the podcast. Y'all be good and stay safe. Thanks for joining us this week at the Unaffiliated Creators Podcast, the indie artist safe place. If you enjoyed this podcast, you can go subscribe wherever podcasts are streamed so you will never miss a show. If you found value in this podcast, please give us a rating or just simply tell a friend about us. I want to give a big thanks to our sponsors at King Nephew Studios, and I hope you tune in next week. Until then, be good and stay safe.